It's K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. Shayna J here. And, of course, we're just days away from a very important election. We've been having a lot of celebrities call in and let you know how important it is to get your vote on. And today we have comedian and actress Aisha Tyler on the phone. How are you doing today, Aisha?
I'm good, ma. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Of course, we know you're calling in today because we're talking about four more. We got to get it, make it happen.
Absolutely. In 2008, we changed the guard, and in 2012, it's time to guard that change. And everybody needs to get out and vote. And you guys have a wonderful situation in North Carolina because you can register and vote on the same day at the same time when you go to the polls during early voting. So people who don't know if they're registered or they can't remember the last time they registered or they might have moved, just bring any proof of residence like a water bill, a cable bill, any kind of bill. Everybody has a bill.
Mm-hmm.
Take it with you when you vote. You can register and vote right on the spot. And for all the people out there that are on the grind, you know, you're busy during the week with your kids and your jobs and everything, you can vote on Saturday. Until the end of the day, early voting on Saturday. The polls open at 6:30 in the morning and close at 7:30 at night. So you have all day on Saturday, no excuses. You got to get out there, participate, make your voice heard. For so many people, because the last election felt so historic, you know,
yes,
there was such a special feeling that we all had,
mm-hmm,
that sometimes, you know, you when you reflect on how you feel this time, maybe there's not that same electricity. But this election, in my opinion, is even more important because we have such a clear distinction between the two candidates. We have,
yes,
one, our president, who's worked so hard for American families, for working families, to provide opportunity, to make sure he's creating jobs. We've got 31 straight months of job creation in this country. The economy's on the right track. We still have a lot to do, but we know that we're headed in the right direction. And then we have his opponent, who wants to take us back to the policies of the last guy that was in office, and we all know where we ended up.
Exactly.
With those policies, exactly where we ended up. And we know how that affected working families, poor families, women, families of color. So it's so important that you vote now more than ever. And I really want to impress upon people that we've seen this president put policies into effect that affect people right now. Because I think a lot of people think, well, whatever happens in the White House doesn't really affect people,
oh,
you know,
yes,
down the line,
mm-hmm,
somewhere in the future. But you know, I was really struck by the woman that came out on stage during the Democratic National Convention and talked about the fact that because of the Affordable Care Act, which people are calling Obamacare, her daughter, who her insurance company had been denying her baby daughter life-saving surgery. They weren't going to pay for her daughter's surgery, and they couldn't afford to pay for it out of pocket. And because of the Affordable Care Act, her daughter was about to get that surgery. That's now. That's not in 2016.
Yes.
That's not in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's affecting families. And this president has increased Pell Grants and made sure that the kids of working families could go to school. And you,
mm-hmm,
have the opposing candidate saying stuff like, well, if you can't afford college, borrow the money from your parents. Well, you know what?
Exactly.
Let me go down to the mansion and hit him up.
You know,
so, you know, I'm sure he means well, but he's just out of touch with how real Americans live,
mm-hmm,
and the struggle that real Americans go through every day. And he doesn't, you know, he's somebody who wants to repeal Obamacare, which,
mm-hmm,
we all know is helping families right now,
exactly,
take care of themselves. He wants to roll back Pell Grant increases. He doesn't know how he feels about whether women should get paid equally for equal work. And I know all the single mothers out there listening right now know that when a woman is strong, a family is strong. You have a president who feels the way that I feel, which is like all of the opportunity that I was given being an American, to whom much is given, much is required. And I want to make sure that everybody has the same shot that I had. And then you have Romney, who feels like, I got mine,
mm-hmm,
you know what? So you got to worry about yours.
Exactly.
And to me, that's not the America that I want to live in.
Mm-hmm.
I want to live in an America where everybody gets a fair shot,
everyone,
to have a better life for them and their kids.
That's it.
What I believe in. That's the America I believe in.
That's it. Aisha, thank you, mm-hmm, so much. Everybody, remember, we're looking for more. We need to move forward. And don't forget, get your early voting on. Go to hiphopnc.com. You can check out polling locations to see where you can get your voting on.
Mm-hmm. And you can also go to vote.barackobama.com. To get information,
mm-hmm,
and as Michael Blake, who's a part of the president's re-election team, has said in the past, in 2008 we changed the guard, and in 2012 we've got to guard the change.
That's
everybody
it.
Get out there and vote.
Everybody get out there and let your voice be heard. Thank you so much, and y'all keep it locked right here to K97.5.